Everybody, happy Sunday. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point here in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, KVOI, trusted news and talk. You can call in at 520-790-2040 and make sure you support my sponsors to keep the show on the air. I heard a caller on the last show said he in Phoenix as he calls in for Charles and my show, and appreciate that. So always remember Mike Emery at perfectionautoworks.com at 1046 North Beverly Avenue, 323-8650. They are open. They are an essential service, I guess, unlike my dojo and Warrior School, although I'm still doing, because I'm out of the city and it's private, I'm doing my equine therapy. That's going real well. That's at warriorschool.com. But check out Perfection Auto Works. They've been around a long time, 25 years, and got over 250 top evaluations on Google. So I wanted to start out the show on a personal note. And, of course, warriorschool.com has been around for 25 years. And like I said, we do my handgun martial arts there. I'm teaching equine therapy. You can look there. That's taught a lot of military, I mean, tens of thousands. And the dojo, BujinkanUSA.com, but that's not open right now. It's in its 30th year. But we had our chaplaincy service today, and we were Facebook Live. You can look that up, Christ Connection Chaplaincy. I wasn't leading that service, but one of my chaplains and longtime friends and students and extended family and his wife were out of Ohio. It's real good. We had people as far away as England listening to that. But you can always support the show and subscribe to the show at jeffreyprather.com. And it's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, if you have trouble finding it. And I've got all the shows up there, and I'm getting my newsletter out finally. People have been signing up for that. I'm getting a special newsletter out if you sign up. I've also got a new product up there for military and law enforcement and security folks to make you instantly identifiable and affordable. And people are saying it's really brilliant, and federal agents and police officers and security folks are using that as well. So you can take a look at that hand badge, jeffreyprather.com hand badge. And what else is going on? So for those of you who know my father, who's 93, he's a World War II Navy Pacific War veteran. He is a very spiritual, religious man, converted Catholic, got me out of St. Joseph's Orphanage, introduced me to Apache culture, introduced me to Japanese martial arts, really formed everything I am about the man I am, everything about being the husband and father and patriot and veteran I am. He is out of surgery. Thanks for your prayers. If you want to know, a lot of people have been praying for him. A lot of people have met him because he's come out to play with his grandkids and yell at me on occasion because I need it. And so he's doing a little better, but you can keep him in your prayers. Maurice Ross Prather. Appreciate that. It's been a hard period for us. So I want to make this show as personal as possible and as intimate. I was just talking to somebody as intimate as a conversation. I don't really see it as entertainment. I see it as educational. I want to entertain you while I educate you, but really it's educational. It's whatever I think is most important. Last week, of course, I wanted to talk about the Shroud and the Sudarium, and I got some feedback from one of my secret sponsors. You know who you are out there, and I sure appreciate you staying with me. And responding to that, they were asking about something, and I was going to talk about it anyway, and then I was talking with Kent before the show, because Kent's on Team Prather Point here, and I'm on Team KVOI, and we're all on Team America, and that's how you should look at it. But Kent was saying, what about this? What about? I'm like, Kent, I'm going to say that. That's exactly what I'm going to say. So, but I love the enthusiasm. But to start off with a little local news, because Mike always likes me to try and do local, because, again, he's local, and that's how you get rid of globalism. So, you know, a lot of times people are asking me, and Kent was asking me, what do you do? What can we do about all this? And so to fight globalism, support localism. That's a good little catchphrase. I like that. Yeah, I should write that down. Fight globalism, support localism. How can you do that? Well, you can donate to the show, jeffreyprieto.com. You can go to Perfection Auto Works. Kent's writing that down. Good. Thanks, Kent. And so that's a great thing you can do. I also pulled out, from Prather and Pizza because I was getting ready to do that, but of course can't now. But I pulled out something I put out there at Prather and Pizza. This is my Psy Warrior Patriot Code of Conduct. So I started off in PsyOps, even though I was a military intelligence officer. PsyOps is part of SOCOM because it's a force multiplier. And it says, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I refuse to buy, watch, read, listen, or in any way support the propaganda press. So that's something you can do. Actively don't, if you got a subscription to, Newsweek or Time or The Star, cancel it. I will actively support, buy, read, watch, and listen to the alternative media. That's me, guys, and guys like me. I will not self-censure myself. That's a big one. Everybody's like, well, I really agree with you, but I'm afraid to say anything. Then it's great. If you self-censure yourself, then they don't have to censor you. That's exactly what they want. Now, I understand some of my sponsors need to stay secret because they've got businesses. But don't self-censure yourself. That's exactly what they want you to do. I will actively volunteer to counter the propaganda press and spread the truth via the alternative media press. That's me. That's other shows like me. I am not a sunshine patriot. So you constitutional guys will figure out that reference. When called, I will answer. That's the motto of the HMAC class is when divine providence calls, we answer. We step in. When asked, I will stand and deliver. So help me God. This is from Prather and Pizza back in 2015. So there's some things that are not too hard that you can do starting off. And the more you get, just start off small. Start off small and build up. So, I apologize to, Frank, not get back. You just saw that, kind of get overwhelmed sometimes, try and get back to everybody. You can always, email me, go to jeffreyprather.com. You can email me there. So I want to start off with a local story. And the University of Arizona plans to furlough some employees and cut salaries for others as it faces huge budget cut woes caused by COVID-19. So, I kind of mixed story because I have parents of students in the dojo who have worked at the university. But where they're on, it says people who make up to $150,000 will have graduated furlough. Yes. Kent's like, what? Yeah. So what has happened is, and I'm a U of A grad. I got a BFA and a BA from the U of A. That's where I started the dojo on the mall by the pool there, back in, 78 or something like that. 90, I guess, when I came back. Yeah. But I graduated in 80 and 79 consecutively. But yeah, there's people at the university, Kent, making 150 grand. Teaching our kids how to hate us and everything that we raised them for is bad, and then they come out, with skills like, transsexual midget, knitting, and they don't have hard skills. I know because they used to come to Warrior School for our EMT courses, so I know I'm going to get the transsexual midget complaints now. Just call in 527-902040. It was sarcasm. You're going to know what that is today. But anyway, so it's actually a good thing. Why? Because universities aren't teaching anybody how to prepare for life anymore. They're socialized propaganda. In 10 years, they will not be what they are. You will not need a diploma. And I've got a BA, a BFA, an MA, and I've got a couple of honorary PhDs. So, kind of know what I'm talking about. I've taught at the U of A. I taught at Pima College. For years, I've taught, everywhere, basically, at every level. Special forces are primarily teachers. So it's actually a good thing that because they're getting these student loans and the government pays for those and they get off, and it's just a big racket. And they just keep raising the prices while they do less and less. So this is actually good, and this is the change that we're looking for. So that's a good local thing that is happening. Anyway, already ran over first segment. Got a lot of really important stuff to put out today, but I will be right back with you after this. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back with you. So, also forgot to say that my book Chase is now a paperback. You can get that on Amazon as well. It's only been an ebook, like my other book was always a paperback book. But I want to do a deep dive now today. And, you know, as an intelligence officer, we don't necessarily get the exact intelligence all the time. Remember, as a SOCOM soldier, I was a special agent with the DEA. I was an intelligence collector and then a branch chief with the Defense Intelligence Agency. And we look a lot for patterns. So one of my questions here is, why is this all happening to Trump? Or you could even ask Obama, how come there's a gun running accident under Obama? Then how come there's a Benghazi accident under Obama? How come there's all these beheadings under Obama? How come there's all this Syrian stuff? It's a pattern. When you see a pattern, that's when we alert the troops. And the same thing with Trump. How come they're constantly, there's always something coming after Trump? Because Trump isn't the deep state's pick. That's exactly what's going on. So, is the latest part of this? Well, yes, it is. So now we're here, and Kent and I were talking, now we're here saying, there's a, hey, it came out of a lab. I'm like watching the TV, honey, look. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, because what I said that months ago, right? And that's what you see when you listen to me. I'm always telling you, and eventually the lies have to change. Kind of like with the Mueller report, the investigation. Remember, Trump was a terrorist. Trump was a Nazi. Trump was a Russian agent. The Mueller report will lay all that out. No. So this is the latest, and it's ridiculous. And Obama just came out to support, you know, Biden. And I know he felt ridiculous because poor Biden, I mean that seriously, he's senile. He wanders off stage. He can't finish a sentence. You know, he's a placeholder either for Hillary. And are they that stupid to bring Hillary back? Well, yeah, they are. Because they brought Biden. But it could be Michelle, like we were talking. But somebody has to come back there from them because Durham is concentrating on Brennan, and Barr says indictments and subpoenas are coming. So they've got to do something. They're not really, to wipe the record, they have got to get back in office. It's not that they're really concerned about winning elections and representing people. It's that they want to get back in there and get control of the evidence because they didn't get all of the evidence. So that's the big problem. But there's a pattern here, and the COVID-19 is part of that, and that is another covert op. And I'm going to get that to that in a second, but I'll take this call. Hi, Bill. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you for bringing up the shroud last week. It made me go to a book that I had, Verdict on the Shroud. It's got photos in there of the image on the shroud, the front and back images of the scourging. And it's pretty much unbelievable what he went through. There's almost no spot on his body that's not been ripped off by the lashes. And, you know, when Pilate brought him out there, he must have just been a mass of blood just to be able to even walk out on that stage for the people. That did something to me when I realized that, seeing that book. Anyway, heroes.
Maranatha. Thanks. That is Aramaic for the Lord is risen. Well, I'm glad. Look into the Sidari Moviedo, too. The shroud stuff just goes on and on. And you can get on Facebook Live, ChristConnectionChaplaincy.com, and you can see my Easter service where I'm actually pointing it out. And there's just so much. And it's just the evidence is overwhelming at this point. There's really no doubt if you're a fair-minded. But I'm glad that that's inspiring your faith. And that's excellent. Check out the Sidari of Oviedo, too. The shroud was made in weightlessness. It's really cool. Thanks. I'm glad that helped. And check out ChristChaplaincy.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And the caller would like me to repeat my email. Oh, my. So my email address is jp@jeffreyprather.com. You can email me there and go to jeffreyprather.com to subscribe, and you'll get the first edition of the Prather Point newsletter. And you can see my new product that just came out, hand badge. And if you're a cop or something, some feds are really liking it already. That'll lead you to everything, all my other sites, Warrior School, Bujinkan, Christ Chaplaincy, everything as well. But that's the one that really pertains to this show. So continuing on here, so it's a pattern. It's a clear pattern. Does anybody really believe that now this is, why is this happening now? It's happening now because it was designed to happen now. Now, I'm not saying that everything, it's not like Robert Redford in 3 Days of the Condor where the postman's walking by and everything goes. I've done lots of operations, and I've done interoperations, and I've done operations in other countries, and I've done covert operations. In fact, I was watching a movie last night with my wife, and I was like, hey, this is a pretty good. It was the second Sicario movie. I'm like, this is pretty good, better than the first. But anyway, there's a reason why this is happening now. So, and this is addressing one of my secret sponsors. So, yes, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the guy on TV every day, has been head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, and he's been that head since the 80s. He's been head of that. He gave almost $4 million to scientists at the Wuhan lab, yes, for coronavirus security, to fund federal grants on bats from caves. Going back to the 2002-2003 SARS coronavirus outbreak, NIH funded, that's National Institute of Health, funded a collaboration by Chinese scientists, U.S. military virologists. So remember, I've said this is biowarfare, okay? From the bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick, that's an Army fort, and National Institute of Health, to prevent future coronavirus outbreaks. However, those efforts included gain of function research. It's all really about gain of function. What's gain of function? That's what I've talked about before, is the gene edited CRISPR edits so that you can transmit it better, because it doesn't transmit well. accelerated viral evolution to create a COVID pandemic superbug, enhanced bat-borne COVID mutants more lethal and more transmissible than the wild COVID. Fauci studies alarm scientists around the globe and complained, and Dr. Mark Lipschitz of the Harvard School of Public Health's Communicable Disease Center told the Times that Dr. Fauci's NID experience had given us some modest scientific knowledge, but almost nothing to improve our preparedness. And I want to say that because, you know, I just panned how Harvard a while back of Lieber, who was a spy for the Chinese. And we went over that in detail, affidavits and all that. So here's a patriot at Harvard saying there was no real use to this. And, you know, again, I tell you the truth, conservative line is in October 2014, following a series of federal laboratory mishaps that narrowly missed releasing these deadly engineered viruses, President Obama ordered the halt to all federal funding of Fauci's dangerous experiments. So yeah, I'm saying something positive about President Obama and Harvard. So make a note, everybody out there, date and time, I said that, okay? And they said, hey, we need to investigate this. And also, there's an addendum that a CNN reports that an intelligence official, it wasn't me, familiar with the in-government analysis, said a theory U.S. intelligence officials investigated is that the virus originated in a laboratory in Wuhan, China, and was accidentally released to the public. And Kent and I were talking like, oh, look, they're saying, I've been saying that for a long time. And now they're going to say, well, it was an accident as well. So
This week,
right. And I'm just going to continue to stand by my intelligence, which anybody who knows me knows my intelligence reporting, my probability is like 95%. When I say something, no matter how outrageous, 95% of it comes true. I'm not as good as Layton in Midway, where he goes, hey, you're 5 degrees, 5 miles, and 5 minutes off. But I'm pretty good. I'm not that good, but I'm pretty good. So now the question is Fauci in on this? And the answer is we don't know. Is he a liberal? Oh yeah, he's definitely a liberal. Someplace I got here, I should do the Rush Limbaugh thing and move my papers like he does, because somebody told him don't move your papers, so he flips his papers all the time. So looking at an email, and this was in the Obama administration, after Benghazi. Remember, Benghazi's a video, all the lies about that. And when they let our ambassador, they let our CIA sad guys, ex-SEALs, die, he sent a letter to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just after Benghazi. He was talking about Cheryl Mills, which is one of Obama's advisors. Is anyone who had any doubts about the secretary's stamina, he's talking about Hillary Clinton, and capability following her illness, had those doubts washed away by today's performance before the Senate and Houses. That's when she didn't say anything and said, what does it matter how it happened? She faced extremely difficult circumstances at the hearings, and she hit it right out of the park. Please tell her that we all love her and are very proud of her. Warmest regards, Tony Anthony S. Fauci, MD, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Building 31, Room 7A, 31 Central Drive, National Institute of Health, Bethesda, Maryland. Got the phone number. And what side's he on? He's on the left. All the Hollywood bigwigs, all of the educational systems. The educational systems are the worst. Now, all this is changing. Done shows on that, too. But it's the worst. All that's there. Now, I know recently he came and said, hey, Trump didn't press me, because he's just like a lot of people is. He's seeing where the wind blows. He wants funding, and he may be changing. But where was he? He was in love with Hillary there right after her Benghazi betrayal. Ran over here, so Kirk, stay on the phone. I'll get back to you right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Kirk, welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good.
Good show, as usual.
Thanks.
Wanted to let you know, along with your gain-of-function explanation, I spoke with a friend of my mother's husband, who's a retired microbiologist, and I sent him that paper from the Indian University, seeking maybe a little validation, the one that the Chinese pressured the Indian University to remove from the web, the one that talked about gain-of-function editing.
Yeah.
Like you'd explained.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a retired microbiologist specializing in animal vaccines. He's got like 10 patents on animal vaccines, and he said that paper's absolutely rock solid, and there's no question whatsoever that it's human edited.
That's why they pulled it.
Because
it's rock solid.
That's exactly right. Yes. So I thought that was some validation from a source that I trusted that was not an exaggeration in the paper.
Kirk, we'll just do this for. So, yeah. Who thought up the term conspiracy theory?
Oh, the CIA.
The CIA! Yes, that's right. Why? For what?
Well, to discredit the opposition. You want to make your opposition look like kooks. So
for the MK Ultra broadcasting and Psy War stuff.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. So. Got to make people look silly. Ridicule is a very powerful weapon. Even Saul Alinsky wrote about that. You've got to ridicule your opponents.
And who did Saul Alinsky dedicate the first... book two.
Well, that would be Lucifer.
That would be Lucifer. That's right. Did you know that, Kent? Yeah, that's right. See, can't put anything over on old Kirk, but I can get him in the water.
My wife might disagree with that, but hey, I wanted to mention,
Laura.
The anniversary today, she waves hi, the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride yesterday.
Yes.
And today is the anniversary of the events at Lexington and Concord, and if I could give a shameless plug to my friend Jeff, that I see historic parallels to that, in that, one, you're out there riding the frontier trying to warn people as to what's happening.
I was riding yesterday.
Down the road. There you go.
I'm wearing a Lakota horse t-shirt today.
Perfect. Perfect.
Wow.
So out there right at night, warning people. And then the parallel to today's anniversary is that we have to stand firm and not be afraid and fight for our liberty.
And we can beat them just like we did.
Unpopular and scary. Pardon?
And we can beat them just like we did.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And I think more Americans are waking up, and it's a good thing. So press on. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for that compliment. That was a big wow. That was unexpected and unplanned. Thanks. That's to be put in that category. Yeah. And if you don't know, why was Paul Revere coming? He was coming to say the British are coming. What were they coming for? To take the guns from the armory. That was
that's
the first
exactly right.
Fast and Furious.
That's a good point. Very good. Yes, absolutely. And it was not the elites. It wasn't the army. It was farmers. They were tough guys. As a matter of fact, there was some 76-year-old gentleman, and I'm ashamed I can't remember his name, that stood. He shot two British redcoats, and he got bayoneted like 12 times, and he lived to age 95. His gravestone is still near Lexington and Concord.
It was probably the Hessians. They liked to bayonet people to trees. That was the big thing.
It could have been.
That's who Washington crossed the Delaware at night on Christmas Day to get the Hessian mercenaries, which are basically Germans. Americans will cross an icy river at night on Christmas Day to kill you
in your sleep.
Yeah.
And we'll do it
that's
again.
That's a veteran joke, people. Again, I'm going to get all the German. Anyway, thanks, Kirk. I really appreciate that. Really nice.
I'm German. You're welcome. Thank you.
Cool.
Take care.
And hi, Laura. Okay, so going on, moving on here, getting back to this. So the other part of this is, you know, Bill Gates is trying to position himself as this great visionary, and he's really smart guy and very visionary in many ways. But he's also hanging out with all of the monsters, all the child predators. There's all the photos of that. And he is working, and he was predicting this. Yeah, he's talking about how he was predicting this years ago in a TED thing. But now he's talking about he will launch human implantable capsules that have digital certificates, which can show who has been tested. And these will also pertain to quantum dots that are digital tattoos. And so for the biblically minded, this sounds a heck of a lot like Revelations, Mark of the Beast, sounds exactly like that. And he is also very concerned about overpopulation. And of course, who is this affecting? This is affecting the less effective, the older guys like me that have compromised immune systems. And he's been talking about this for a long time. This is called ID 2020, which is an ambitious project by Microsoft to solve the problem of over 1 billion people who live without an officially recognized identity. Why? Well, I thought that the left didn't want voter identity, but they want identity for this. So that's the hypocrisy of the left, again, that it doesn't make any sense. And it's spearheaded by MIT, and it goes along with a birth control microchip implant, which goes back to Margaret Sanger, who's the founder of abortion, who wanted to abort black babies for eugenics, for population and racial control, just like Hitler, who was a nationalist socialist, which is what Bernie Sanders says he is, but the abbreviation for that in World War II was Nazi. This is just facts. All I'm saying is facts. You can get all upset if you want, but everything I have said, you can look up. He's also tying this into the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN Sustainable Development Goals Initiative. You know, the UN, who is saying China is doing great and China's paying off the UN and wonderfully, Trump is withholding funds from the UN for that. But this also ties into, I'm looking at my time here, where this goes. So I'm always connecting the dots, and I spend a lot of time connecting the dots. That's what a good intelligence officer does. And so I've connected the dots on COVID. I've connected the dots on how all this is happening. So, yeah, what am I saying? I'm saying that COVID-19 is the latest covert operation. Do I have all the pieces together? No. Do I have a lot of the pieces together? Yeah. I think everything I've been saying is coming true and is being proven. So remember the show a while back where I said, curtain rises, China wants to beat us, looks at us in the second Gulf War when I was activated, says nobody can take us head on. Unrestricted warfare doctrine. They are now passing us as the world's supreme economy, which is scary if you think about it. Do you want the world to follow America, or do you want the world to look like China? Yes, I know we have our sins, but there are the two powers, and it's looking like they are passing us. So they need something to get them to the status of the first economy of the world. And that's through Netflix, is all the propaganda. That's through manufacturing in China. That's going to change, though. Trump is saying, we're getting off that horse. Boris, the prime minister in the UK just canceled the Huawei China 5G contract. This is the beginning of changing all that. We are winning because Boris and Trump are getting along just like France, Yellow Vest, just like Hong Kong, just like Mexico, just like Iran. This is the QAnon freedom movement is a worldwide movement at this point. But there is another link of connecting the dots between George Soros, Bill Gates, the China coronavirus, and American biotech. And I will tell you about that in the final segment right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on The Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on The Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, 527-90-2040. So continuing this deep dive, I want to make sure I get this in. This is important. So I was just telling you about the Gates connection there. As drug manufacturers speed up their efforts to find a new treatment for the coronavirus that has suddenly broken out right before elections, a Chinese drug company has just announced that it starts mass producing experimental drug from Gilead Sciences that has the potential to fight the novel coronavirus. Bright Gene Biomedical Technology, a Suzhou-based company, just announced that it has developed the technology to synthesize the active pharmaceutical ingredients of remdesivir, the drug developed by Gilead Biosciences. And its stock price has surged. So while Bright Gene said that it intends to license the drug from Gilead, its move to start manufacturing at this early stage is highly unusual and a potential infringement of the American company's intellectual property. So this comes a week after Chinese researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology filed an application to patent Gilead's drug, remdesivir, to treat the new coronavirus, a bid that would give China leverage over the global use of the therapy to fight the outbreak. So for those of us who have been working in that field, China has been violating patents and trademarks forever and ripoffs. The decision to seek a patent instead of invoking a compulsory license option that lets nations override drug patents in national emergencies signals China's commitment towards intellectual property rights. Uncanny timing. Gilead will retain the global rights to market the antiviral medication once approved. Ah, they're going legal. Gilead has also announced it is partnering with the Chinese health authorities. That means Communist Party of China. On the clinical trials of remdesivir as a treatment for coronavirus. Remdesivir was originally developed in 2016 by Gilead as a treatment for the Ebola virus. Many have argued that China stole the patent from Gilead due to a technicality, but you will soon see that is not indeed the case. So remember, China is making nice now with Trump, and Trump's making nice with China because they're agreeing to the $250 billion because they've achieved their objective here of becoming equal or surpassing the U.S. economy. But who exactly is Gilead Biosciences? Now, remember, I told you on a previous show that Soros had invested in Wuxi AppTech, in Wuhan. Gilead is partners with Wuxi Pharmaceuticals, Wuxi AppTech, with Soros, owned by George Soros. Gilead Wuxi AppTech Partnership. So if you're trying to do unrestricted warfare through bioterrorism, biowarfare, and biowarfare espionage, then first you want to get all the intelligence you can. Like, you might like to have the Secretary of State's server sending you all of her emails. Like, you could have a storefront in Fairfax, Virginia, where you're intercepting all of the Secretary of State under Obama, Hillary Clinton's emails, which were, in fact, intercepted by a Chinese intelligence storefront in Fairfax, Virginia. And then you continue to build your plan. And so what is Biden saying about China? China's great. China's not a problem. Same thing with the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation. We've been talking about that quite a bit. And, of course, Soros is all about a global order. And there is the proof. You can look it up. You can look up everything I'm saying. Wuxi AppTech, Gilead Wuxi AppTech. And a list, if you look up a list of all the companies that George Soros owns, it shows up right there in Wuhan, China. Of course, the biolab is right there in China. Wuxi Pharmaceuticals is conveniently located in the epicenter of the outbreak near Wuhan Institute of Virology that has been implicated as the bioweapons manufacturer of the coronavirus. So, as I have said before, once you release a weapon, you always want to be able to put that weapon on safe. That is, if you're using a bioweapon, you want to have an antidote. Now, hydrochloroquine and zinc are working pretty good. I probably took those when I was in South America on malaria anti-pills, although I did get malaria. but it looks like they have the bioweapon and the cure and the patent. So to say that again, George Soros owns Gilead Biosciences, and Gilead Biosciences is working with Wuxi AppTech, and Wuxi AppTech is in Wuhan. And now this week they're saying it didn't come out of the market, which they're saying now they're saying it came out of the lab. But I think what they're saying now, Ken, is a bat escaped from the lab. Is that what they're saying? But a bat. So it's a lab.
Bat urine.
It's bat urine, but it escaped.
Splashed up on people.
From a lab. Yeah. So yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. And Epstein killed himself. And Benghazi was a video. So the great thing about all this is that they are no longer able to control the narrative. So they are no longer controlling the programming, the television programming, the three major channels. And they're no longer to do that through television, tell-a-vision, and channel their propaganda, their broadcasting to you. And there's a great thing. It just came out of the darkness is a document that just came out that is really good about that, talking about that. And that is, really important. And they're working with UnitAid. And UnitAid is working with the UN and its innovative financing mechanism to scaling up for treatment of AIDS, working with the CHAI. What's the CHAI? The Clinton Health Access Initiative and the UNICEF Children's Program. So I'm connecting the dots, telling you the truth, and you're not going to hear this anywhere else, because those that control the propaganda, the visions that they are telling you through their channels, through their broadcasting, through their programming of you, is not the truth. This is the truth. And what do you do about that? What you do is you go back to my Cy Warrior Patriot Code of Conduct, and you will not support propaganda press, and you will actively support alternative media, and you will not self-censure yourself either. And you go to the core values of truth. And where is truth? For us Americans, I say it is Judeo-Christian native. Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, nothing must ever be done to harm the children. Everything is born of woman. If you put those together, you get American exceptionalism. And we will win this. Oh, spelling of this? Okay, so let me find that. So, of course, it's, you know, in English, but it's WUXIAPP Tech. And Gilead is GILEAD, and then WUXI, WUXI Partnership, and of course, Soros, you can find that. So, are you really going to believe that this is all coincidence? That this is just happening? President Trump has just got terrible luck. Yeah, we thought he was a Russian spy, but it turns out no. Actually, what's coming out right now is that it was a Russian disinformation campaign, and the FBI knew about it. But I didn't have time to get to that in this show. But that's one reason why I'm saying the FBI just needs to go away at this point. And again, I graduated from the FBI Academy. It's really cool. I mean, it's a cool place to be. There's a lot of history, and it's neat. I don't say that lightly. I know the place very well, just like CIA. CIA needs to go away. I know that place well, okay? But they have just been too corrupted. They're not on our side. They are the deep state. But that's good news, because we are figuring this out. Nobody's buying this stuff anymore, and it's not an American movement. It's a movement worldwide. So I know this is troubling, but we are winning. And guys and gals, patriots, this is what winning looks like. It's not fun. It's not simple. It's not easy. It's difficult. It takes all of your effort and faith, but this is winning, and we are winning. And with faith and divine providence, we will continue to win. So keep praying for our country. Thank you. And you continue to pray for my dad. Pray for me and my family. We're always under attack, too. I'm praying for you guys. And support the show. See you next week. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection All Works Studios. God bless.